Okay, welcome back to another episode of In the Garage with Garage Boy. I'm your host, Garage Boy. I've been pretty busy lately. The month of May was a lot, but it was very fun. It was a nice way to kick off summer, even though it's technically not summer until the 21st of June. But May was incredible. As you know, I went to a Taylor Swift concert. That was fantastic. I'm a fan now. Last weekend we were celebrating Jessica's birthday. And we went to New York with three of our friends. And I had a good time. It was beautiful weather. And all that mattered to me was she got to do what she wanted to do, because it was her work. It was her weekend, and it was her birthday weekend. So I wanted to make that as fun as possible for her, and she had fun. She had fun. I also had fun. I loved seeing my friends go to New York because they've never been there. Which is always a treat, seeing someone else's experience for the first time. Seeing, like, the magic in their eyes as we're approaching the skyline. And it was just a good time the entire time they were here. Even though it started off on a bad note, the day we were supposed to go to New York, we were supposed to take a bus. Address for the megabus was the wrong one online, so it took us somewhere in White Marsh, but apparently that bus stop closed and has been closed for quite some time. So shout out to Megabus for fucking up our trip. So we Uber there, find out that they don't stop there anymore. We Uber back, I get a rental car, and we road trip to New York, and it turned out to be an amazing trip. I appreciated the road trip more than the actual bus trip, because it felt more intimate between all of us, and we got to go through the state lines together, and it was just nice sharing that experience with them. And it's definitely a memory that I will remember forever. And I'll say it again. New York's pizza. Well, I haven't been to Chicago, but as of right now, that's the best pizza in the nation. And it lives up to the hype. It lives up to the hype. I just love that city. Even though it's expensive as hell, it's beautiful. Like the skyscrapers, all the buildings, and the history. I love towns that have a lot of history behind them. Also, bagels. Bagels are fantastic over there as well. Yeah. It was just a beautiful time, and I love going there. Just not right now, because there's so much smoke from Canada. And it's coming down to Maryland. It cleared up a lot since yesterday as I'm looking outside of my window. It looks fine. It's not as smoggy. It kind of reminded me of California. It's like, wow, home followed me all the way here. And it only took you a few years. So I had to be that guy saying like, oh, you've never seen this before? To all my coworkers, because they're all from Maryland. They've never experienced smoke from a wildfire coming down from another area, because California is so big, it's on fire all the time, and we experience the smog a lot. Pollution and air quality, that's like old news to us, so we gotta step up our game, Maryland. We gotta step up our game. But you got good air here. Humidity, I'm starting to appreciate it more, but I still prefer dry heat. Anyway, last Friday we saw The Little Mermaid. I wasn't looking forward to it. I watched it because Jessica really wanted to watch it. And it's definitely not the worst live-action movie that Disney has made. But I really wish they would stop making these live-action movies and just make newer content. The things that I did like about The Little Mermaid, Halle Bailey has a phenomenal voice. I got chills every time she sang. I was a little skeptical because, you know, I grew up watching The Little Mermaid too. And it was hard not to compare the two. But she did a good job. Another thing that I did like, I kind of like how they fleshed out the character of Eric, that he had more depth than just being the prince in the cartoon. And also, what else did I like? Surprisingly, Melissa McCarthy had really good moments as Ursula, because she usually plays herself in every single movie, and it was nice to see her dive more into the character of Ursula and the villainous tendencies. I liked that a lot. But yeah, I think that was about it of what I liked, the positives. What I didn't like was, it was the same thing with The Lion King. I didn't like how they brought the realism of the animals, because you can't read their emotions. They just look like animals. And it wasn't anything like the cartoon where you can show the facial expressions and it could be all cute and stuff. Didn't like Flounder. Sebastian was chill. He was alright. And I really did not like the Scuttle song. The little rap track that Awkwafina does. I normally like Awkwafina, but in that moment, she was annoying. That song seemed to be a little pointless to me. And also, they left out the chef scene where Sebastian's trying to run away from the chef. That was actually one of my favorite parts of the original animation. And lastly, I didn't like the ending, because in the original, Eric's the one who kills Ursula, but in the newer one, Ariel kills Ursula. And I didn't like that, because it kind of defeats the purpose of King Trident seeing the good in humans. Because I feel like that was the whole arc of the story, is to, for him to see that humans are good, or they have some good in them. Not just like these evil creatures that he perceives them to be. So Ariel killing Ursula kind of ruined that. It made more sense for Eric to kill her, because it would show that humanity has some good in them, and that would prove to Trident that Eric is good enough for Ariel. So those are my little nitpicks of the story. It was okay. Like, I went into it wanting to hate it. I didn't hate it. That's what I'll say about it. If I had a rating system for movies, I would definitely give it, I'd give it a 6 out of 10. Like, it wasn't terrible, but I wouldn't recommend it. Like, I already forgot about it. Unless, well, not right now, because I'm kind of reviewing it. Yeah, that's my review for The Little Mermaid. And the next movie that we saw was Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And boy, this movie, it blew me away. I know you've been hearing like a bunch of things about this movie. Yeah, I just thought it was fantastic. I haven't felt that way after watching a movie in such a long time. I think the last time I felt like that was maybe Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, where it just ended on somewhat of a cliffhanger with Voldemort getting the Elder Wand, and you're like, what the hell? What are you supposed to do now? And even Avengers Infinity War, when Thanos does the snap and then some of the Avengers turn into dust, it was quite similar to that. So the next movie is definitely going to be potentially the Endgame, box office wise. So Beyond the Spider-Verse, I'm expecting that to do numbers at the box office when it comes out. That movie floored me. For an animated Spider-Man film, I wasn't even expecting to feel that way. That brings me to the reason why I'm happy they took their time with this movie. They thought about all the details, all the tie-ins. I'm glad it took 5 years after the first movie. Because Into the Spider-Verse, I was a fan of that movie too. I think I saw it about 3 times in the theater. Because I was a sneakerhead and I loved the Jordans in the movie. And I related to that culture because I grew up around that culture. So I thought it was so cool. Even the animation was so different. It was so creative. It was groundbreaking. And a lot of people have been saying that they haven't felt this way since The Matrix. I wouldn't know because I was born in 93. The Matrix came out in 99. I wasn't old enough to watch The Matrix in the theater. But I get it. I can't wait till next March when it's supposed to come out. Once we got out of the theater, I didn't know what to do. It just stuck with me. Even like the end credits scene. Well, not even a scene. When the end credits came up and then that ASAP Rocky song came on with the violin. It felt like some sort of like lucid dream. I don't even know if that's the right like description of it. But it was kind of like this might be like over exaggerating, but it was somewhat of an outer body experience. I'm all talking like a miracle just happened, but I thought that movie was fantastic. And I cannot wait for the third one. So, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is a 10 out of 10. I'm probably going to watch it again just to catch little details that I might have missed. Hey guys, I just realized I didn't post a outro to my podcast. So, just want to say thank you for listening if you made it all the way through the video. And I hope you have a good rest of your week. Peace.